So, the topic is 613, 613 mitzvahs, the meaning behind them, the beauty of them, the attempt to enhance our mitzvah observance that they will hopefully help us appreciate some of the mitzvahs. Some of the mitzvahs we talk about are not necessarily going to be mitzvahs that we have a chance to perform so often, or perhaps we won't even perform them ever in our lifetime, but just having a deeper insight into them will help us. I mean, we would hope that we have a chance to perform all of them, but, you know, it may not have happened yet, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity sometime. But it will be a general insight into mitzvot, into general concepts of mitzvot, and then the specifics of individual mitzvot. There are a number of questions just about the topic of mitzvot that we will hopefully cover sort of through introductions over the next few weeks. What I hope to do is speak about individual mitzvot, but also cover some general introductions to the topic of reasons of mitzvot, what I'm going to refer to as ta'am ha-mitzvot. Ta'am means a reason, and in general I'll refer to the idea of understanding the reasons. That traditionally what we refer to as is ta'am ha-mitzvot, the reasons behind the mitzvot. Now, we first have to ask the question, is there such thing as ta'am ha-mitzvot? Do mitzvot have reasons? Or maybe they're just commands and not necessarily for a specific reason. If they have reasons, when we talk about, you know, this is the reason for the mitzvah, can we assume that we're, you know, fully grasping the entire reasoning of the mitzvah, or are we just maybe scratching the surface? Can we paskin based on just the reason of the mitzvah? Can that affect how we rule in halacha? Because someone explains the mitzvah in a certain way, can we then go ahead and act based on that reason? Oh, if that reason doesn't apply here, so the mitzvah doesn't apply here. Can we do that? What about the concept of chukim? Chukim we may be familiar with. A chok is, we usually understand a chok to mean a mitzvah that doesn't have, that we don't understand the reason. And there are examples given of chukim in the Torah, in Chazal, in the words of the sages. So, do chukim have reasons, or they don't have reasons? Or is it just that we don't understand the reasons? Can anybody understand chukim? Is it just, you know, something lacking in us? Where do chukim fit into the discussion of mitzvot in general? So,
a question about how short, all these mitzvot are given to the soul. Could we not conceivably say that they are chukim, because no other source has what we're going to study?
I wouldn't necessarily assume that. But we'll touch on a concept that perhaps later in a later week. Now, the word ta'am, ta'amei ha-mitzvot, the reasons behind the mitzvot. Ta'am, some of you might be familiar with, also means taste. So, the Yerucham Levavitch gave a muscle to understand, gave a parable to understand the concept of ta'amei ha-mitzvot, the reasons behind the mitzvot. Why is a reason for a mitzvah called a ta'am, a taste? So he said, you think about something that we eat. So, hopefully we, you know, generally try to eat things that taste good. But whether the taste is there or not, it's going to provide the same amount of nutrition. Whether our taste buds are functioning or they're not functioning, that food item will provide the same amount of nutrition and will nurture us in the same way. What does the taste do? It just makes it a little more enjoyable. You know, Hashem blessed us with taste. And that we could taste the food, that foods have taste, and that just makes the experience a better, more enjoyable experience. So he says that mitzvot, at the core, we're doing the mitzvot not because of the ta'am, because the reason, the taste of it, the reason for the mitzvah enhances it for us, makes it easier for us to do. But it's not necessarily the reason why we do it. At the end of the day, he says, we're going to do mitzvot because Hashem commanded us to do mitzvot, it's Hashem's will, and whether we understand the reason or not, it's incumbent upon us to do the mitzvah. And again, we'll build out from this idea. I'll just take the mashal a step further. I saw this in an essay by Yaakov Ariel. So he says that it's really just an extension of the same mashal, but you know, often you'll see a kid and they're eating French fries and they're dipping it in ketchup, and or they're eating their pancakes with syrup, and you know, everybody has the same cliche joke of, oh, you're going to have some French fries with your ketchup, right? So because they're taking so much ketchup. So obviously the main thing is the French fry, and the ketchup is just to give it taste. So he says the same thing with timing and mitzvahs. They add taste, but we shouldn't let them, you know, take over and become the main part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah in itself is what the focus is on, and the time enhances it, gives it taste, but we're not having a mitzvah with the reason. The reason is just provides for the mitzvah, makes the mitzvah more exciting, more enjoyable, more understandable, we relate to it better, and that's the...
And we apply to the mitzvah of Suda Shishi.
Because you're not hungry.
No, it has good taste.
Oh.
It's a mitzvah that involves food.
I thought you were going to say that often, you know, on a winter afternoon, you're not hungry at all, but yet you do it, because it's a mitzvah, whether you're going to enjoy it or not, you do it for the mitzvah, hopefully. So it happens to be that Parashas Kisetse, which is this coming week's Parashah, is the perfect place for an introduction to begin the topic of Taimei HaMitzvah, so the reasons of mitzvah. And the discussion really begins with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird when you take the eggs or the chicks from the nest. So it's a mitzvah, it's in this week's Parashah. The Pasuk says, if you see a nest of a bird in front of you, whether the nest is in a tree or it's on the land. Now, in general, I'm not going to be focusing on the halachos of the mitzvah. I'm not researching it, all the details of the halachos, especially this, which is a little more obscure. I'm not so familiar with every nuance of how you do it, and I'm going to try to focus on the reasons behind the mitzvah. Well, the basic outline is described in the pasuk. So you see, after Ophim, you see chicks, ovetim, or you see eggs, and the ha'emir ovetes hala after Ophim, and the mother is crouched upon the egg. Oh, I'll have on the birds, or ovetim, or on the egg. We have a mitzvah lo sase, a negative commandment first. The pasuk says, lo sika ha'em al habanim. Do not take the mother away from the children. We have a negative commandment. Don't take the mother away from the children. Rather, shaleach tishalach ha'sayim. Now we have a positive commandment. Send away the mother. Don't take her, but send her, let her fly away. And then you can take the children, the offspring. And then the Tosafot concludes, in order that it should be good for you, and you should have lengthy days. So that's the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah. We're commanded to see a nest with eggs or with birds, with chicks, and the mother is there crouching. Before you take the eggs, you have to send away the mother bird.
I think this is a conditional mitzvah. If you want to eat.
Very good. So we're going to get into that also. Is it? Right. So Mr. Simsky is bringing up the question: is this a mitzvah that you only perform if you need the eggs or you want the eggs, or is it a mitzvah that you know you should go out looking for it? You should go through the forest and see if you can find a nest and send away the mother bird. Now, that may depend on what the reason behind the mitzvah is, as we are going to see.
We raise chickens.
The mitzvah doesn't apply to domesticated animals.
Yes, so when you collect the eggs from the chicken, they just chase the bird off the nest while they go collect the eggs.
What's that? It does have to be a kosher bird. Okay. So the Mishnah says in Brachos, and really this is where the discussion of Taimei HaMitzvot begins. The Mishnah says in Brachos, Ha'omer al-tam kippur yagiru rachamecha. If a person says, Hashem, your mercy is upon the bird. Mishasking or so, we silence him. A person is not allowed to say, this is understood to be during davening, that a person shouldn't say, just as Hashem, you have mercy on birds, so too, you should have mercy upon us. The person is not allowed to say that. If they say that, we silence him. Don't say that. Now,
that's derived from this mitzvah.
About this mitzvah. It seems to be referring to this mitzvah. Even though this seems to be a merciful act on the mother, you know, to send her away before taking her chicks, the mitzvah says you're not allowed to say about this mitzvah, you know, just as Hashem had mercy on the birds, so too Hashem should have mercy on us. And the Gemara says, why not? So the Gemara says, two sages in the West, Eretz Yisrael, argued about what the reason behind this Mishnah is. One opinion said, you're creating jealousy among the creation. By singling out, by pointing out, oh, Hashem had mercy specifically on the birds, that's going to create jealousy with all the other creations. You shouldn't single that out. The Chad Amar, the other opinion says, "Dipnei she'osem midosas haKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'einon ela gzeiros." Because you are making the midos, the attributes of Hashem, as if they're mercy, and they're not einon ela gzeiros; they're only decrees. You're making it as if Hashem is merciful; that His mitzvahs are acts of our commandments of mercy. And it's not true, they're just decrees. That's the second opinion. That's why you can't say, oh, Hashem, you had mercy on the bird. Because the mitzvah is not about mercy. Ain't our ela gezeira, it's just a decree. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara. So let's hear about Rashi. What does Rashi say? What's the explanation of that Gemara? Rashi says, what does midosav mean? It means mitzvosav. His attributes mean his mitzvos. You're making us Hashem's mitzvos as rachamim, as mercy. And he says, who lo rachamim asa? Hashem didn't give these commandments for mercy. Elo rahatim al Yisrael kukei gezeirosav. Hashem gave them to put upon the Jewish people the laws, the decrees. He made them to give us decrees, to give us mitzvos. To let it be known that they are his servants and those who guard his mitzvot.
Interesting.
So it's a good point. We're going to see that the Rambam is going to tie that idea into the mitzvah itself.
We really don't know the sentiment of the mother.
Very good. So the Rambam, we're about to do the Rambam, he's going to make a similar point. But Rashi simply is understanding this Gemara. There's a dispute in the Gemara. The first opinion says the reason why you can't say that Hashem has mercy on the tick, the reason is because you're going to create jealousy among the creations. But that opinion seems to accept that the reason for the mitzvah is indeed out of mercy. But you just can't point that out because that's going to create jealousy among the creation. The second opinion, right? The first opinion saying that it's true, it's because of mercy, but don't go announcing that to the world because that's going to create jealousy among the other animals. When a person davens, they shouldn't say the words, oh, Hashem, you were merciful on the birds. It's true, Hashem was merciful on the birds. But we shouldn't say that, because that creates jealousy among the other creations. So that Hashem didn't give other animals. Like Hashem didn't give a specific mitzvah to go and be merciful to them. That's the first opinion. The second opinion seems to be saying, according to Rashi's approach, that no, the reason why you can't say that is because it's not true. The mitzvah isn't about Hashem's mercy. The mitzvah is not because of mercy. The mitzvah is just so that we have commandments to do so we could show that we are Hashem's servants. That is how Rashi understands the Gemara. Now, two separate opinions. Yes, it's for the mitzvah. It's talking about when you're dying. You're not allowed to say it. That's not what we're just talking about, though. We're just talking about our perception on the mitzvah. So the Rambam is actually before the Sefer HaFinuch. The Sefer HaFinuch, by the way, we're going to spend a lot of time on every mitzvah seeing what the Sefer HaFinuch has to say about it. Because the Sefer HaFinuch, the book of mitzvahs, as they call them, really means Sefer HaFinuch, the book of education. The book of education, the author wrote, he was writing it for his son and his son's friend. He's a Rishon. He wrote it in the, I think, 1300s. He was writing a book so that his son and his friends would have some understanding of every mitzvah, including a reason that it would awaken them to do the mitzvah with more passion. Now, he followed the Ramban and the Rambam, Maimonides and Nachmanides, because he quotes them. Now, the Rambam in Moreh Nevochim, the Guide to the Perplexed, really, as far as I know, is the first one to really go after the reasons behind mitzvah. And he breaks it into, I think, 14 different categories that mitzvahs fall into, and they align with his Yad HaFazaka, which is a masterpiece on Halacha, the Mishnah Torah, which is called the Yad HaFazaka, the strong hand. The word Yad, Yud Dalid, is numerical value 14, because it's 14 sections. So he also divided up the mitzvahs into 14 categories in terms of where they fall into and what type of reason that mitzvah has. And in his discussion of Shiluach HaKein, so the Rambam says as follows. In what? No, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam included everything. Every one of the mitzvahs, the karbanos, everything is in the Mishnah Torah. The Shulchan Aruch left out the ones that are not relevant. So the Rambam says that the concept of forbidding foods and the laws regarding shechita, regarding slaughter, so they all fall under the same category. And they have to do, seemingly, with some level of mercy upon the animal. Okay, actually, I don't have that in front of me. He goes into a discussion about shechita, slaughter. And he says that, listen, people need to eat. And Hashem created animals for us to eat. That comes above all. And that's needed for us. And he permitted the best of the meat for us to eat. Now, since we need food, so we need to kill the animals that we need to eat. So says the Rambam, the idea of shechita is to do it in the most merciful way. That's what he says. Now, he says it's also forbidden. There's a mitzvah of you're not allowed to slaughter a mother and its daughter on the same day. Also, you're not allowed to slaughter the mother and the son or the daughter, a mother and a child on the same day. And the Rambam says, and this is similar to what you were referring to, the Rambam says an amazing thing. You don't want the mother to be present to see the slaughter of her son. Because the tsar, the pain, that the mother would feel. He says there's no difference between the pain that an animal feels and the pain that a human feels when seeing its child taken. He says the love that a mother has and the mercy that she has for her child, it's not seichel. Doesn't come from the intellect. Even though animals don't have intellect, that doesn't come from the intellect. Rather, it's from the imagination, or it's inbred, and it's not part of it. You don't have to be an intellectual to feel that. It's instinct. Thank you. Instinct. And even an animal feels that pain. And therefore, what he's saying is you don't slaughter them on the same day, because I guess that would bring them close together, likely, and and the mother may see the slaughter of the child. And he says, and that's the same reason for Shiruah Katein. For our mitzvah. Shiruah Katein, sending away the mother bird, says the Rambam, the eggs that the mother is sitting on them, or the chicks that she's nurtured, that need them. So, if you would take them from her, right in front of her, so she would suffer tremendous pain at that. And that's why you first send her away, that she doesn't see it. She's not there. And then she won't have that pain of seeing her children taken away from her.
We don't know what the pain she could feel afterwards when she heard that from her little chicks right there. So we don't know that.
Very good. It's a good point. So the Rambam seems to assume that this would be sufficient. But don't worry, we have many more opinions to go, or a number of more opinions to go, and that concept will be brought up again. We'll come back to it eventually. Maybe not tonight, but we'll be back. So, that's what the Rambam says. And says the Rambam, basically saying that the mitzvah of Shiruah Katein has to do with mercy, right? It's an act of mercy that we send away the mother out of mercy for her. Says the Rambam, now you might ask me from the Gemara and Brachos. Didn't the Gemara and Brachos say that Einam Ela Gezeros, that the mitzvahs don't say that it's out of mercy? It's not out of mercy. Because it's a Gezerah, it's a decree of Hashem. So the Rambam says, we don't pass in that way. We don't passing like that opinion. The mitzvot are not just decrees. We passing like, seemingly the way I understood it, there are those who understood that the Rambam was dismissing the whole Gemara. That's how the Maharal understood it. We'll get to in a later time. But the Rambam, I think the Rambam is saying, we don't passing like the second opinion. We passing like the first opinion, which acknowledges that mitzvot have reason, and they're not just simple decrees. And if the reason for this mitzvah is out of mercy for the mother. Exactly. She doesn't see it happening. She doesn't suffer the same way. And just to address your question, at this point, we'll come back to it still, but to understand the Rambam is explaining the mitzvah of the Torah. So the Torah is telling us, this is a merciful act. And it's true, we wouldn't necessarily be able to determine on our own whether this is, a merciful way to do it. But the Torah is telling us this is the most merciful way to do it. There may be a small amount of suffering, but again, it's out of necessity. We need them, we need the eggs, just like we're allowed to slaughter an animal to eat, so we would be allowed to do this out of need, because our need, comes first. That's the purpose of creation.
Why is it that we don't think about doing that with domesticated animals? Because that's expected.
I'm not sure how. I just know the mitzvah doesn't. Why don't we do that for domesticated animals as well? I'm not sure. We have a similar thing by the not slaughtering the mother. That is by domesticated animals. Don't slaughter the mother and child on the same day. But in terms of the eggs, I'm not sure. But that's the mitzvah. Now, I'll tell you that we'll see there are going to be many challenges to this Rambam, and to the idea that, you could just, pinpoint a reason for it, and that may be one of the challenges. That says, then why, and the Maharal is going to bring up, I don't remember if he brings this specific challenge, but these types of challenges, and he's going to say, well, if that's the reason, then why doesn't it apply to domesticated animals as well? Rather, There's no reason for it.
Your question is good.
Very interesting. So the Ramban brings down this Rambam. The Ramban in this week's parsha in Kisei, he quotes the Rambam in Mora Nebuchadnezzar. Not so happy with it. He agrees in principle that there are reasons, and he's going to give similar reasons, but he has a similar type of question, which is really on the case of Oso Vesano, of not slaughtering the mother and child on the same day. He says, if that was the reason, if the reason was because you don't want the mother to see the child slaughtered, well, then it should still be permitted to slaughter the mother first. And even that is not permitted. So, if it's permitted. No, if you have a mother and a child, so it's true you don't want the mother to see the child's death, but it's not the same type of love, he's saying. The child doesn't even necessarily know the mother love yet. The child could just be born. It doesn't necessarily suffer the same way. We're talking about a mother's love for a child. It's not the same as a child's love for a mother. And the way that the Rambam said it was, it's instinct, the mother's love. And the Rambam says, if that's the case, then it should be permitted to slaughter the mother first. And that's not permitted. You can't slaughter them on the same day in either order. It's a big discussion about vegetarianism, and I think the consensus is that if they are doing it for taste reasons, then it's one thing, and if they're doing it because they hold that that you shouldn't eat animals, then that is maybe against the hashkafa that the Torah is telling us, which says that it's okay. But I've never looked into it really. I don't want to really comment. Before Noah, it was forbidden to eat. Nobody ate animals. It was only after Noah that they began to eat animals. So what's the reason, according to the Ramban?
If you would slaughter the mother and the child in the same way, it might be that you're wiping out an entire species. If they wouldn't have any
Mr. Sinsky, very good. So the Ramban, brings down that as one of the ideas behind the mitzvah on the ball. So the Ramban says as follows. He says two reasons. There's two reasons that he offers. One is in general, and this is really going to fit into the Ramban's approach to mitzvahs in general, which is that every mitzvah is to train us to be a certain way. As opposed to the Rambam, who sounds like the reason is because Hashem wants there to be mercy on the animal, doesn't want the animal to suffer, the Ramban is going to say, it's not about the animal. It's not about not making the animal suffer. It's about us. It's about training ourselves not to be cruel and rather to be merciful. And when we do mitzvot, when we perform acts of mercy, so we inculcate within ourselves that midah, those attributes, to be merciful. That's the first reason that the Ramban gives. And he says that could be true for Yiruach HaKayim, for sending away the mother bird. It could be true for Shita. And the second thing he says is that, like you were saying, that not necessarily that we're afraid that you're actually going to eliminate, cause a species to be extinct. but that it's just it resembles that. Like it symbolizes that to kill off a mother and its offspring, even if there are, you know, tons of birds flying around, but you're wiping off both generations. That just symbolizes the concept of wiping out that species. And Right. This is really more about the Oso Vestino, killing the mother and the child.
What's
so
heinous about the symbol of wiping out the whole thing? It's because you're, I think the reason is because you're acting directly against Hashem. Hashem will defeat
you. Exactly.
And you're saying, I'm going to get rid of this.
Very good. Very good. There's no halacha of Oso Vestino not killing a mother and a child or when it comes to incest.
Not the same thing. They don't have the same kind of
nerve system. I don't think so. We got to apply it. Right. So it's specific to Shkita, to slaughter. So now the Ramban comes back to the Gemara and Bracha. So we mentioned that the Rambam seemed to understand the Gemara, as Rashi did, that the second opinion in the Gemara was saying that mitzvot, the mitzvah of Shulach HaKein is not about mercy, it's only about, it's a gezeira, it's a decree, and that's not, and the Rambam said, and we don't paskin that way, we paskin, we rule that the mitzvot do have reasons. The Ramban says, a different approach to that Gemara. The Ramban says that when the Gemara says that he osem midotas arachadoshbara for rachamim, the einan elam zero. So you're making the mitzvot of Hashem into mercy, and really they're only gezeros. What it means is you're making the mitzvah as if the purpose of it was mercy on the animal. Really how the Rambam said the mitzvah over. You're making it seem, if you say, oh, Hashem's mercy was upon the bird, right? And you're davening, if you say that statement, so you're making it seem like the purpose of Hashem's mitzvah was to be merciful on the bird. And the Ramban says, that's not true. He's not having mercy on the birds. If he had mercy on the animals, then he would not allow us to eat them. Right? Hashem's not being merciful on the animals. The purpose of the mitzvah is in order to teach us rachmanis, to teach us mercy, that we don't become cruel. And that's what we're saying. They're not, it's not rachamim. When the mitzvah isn't mercy on the bird. Ain and al-Jair, so just mitzvot, meaning, not that they don't have a reason, like the way Rashi said and the Rambam seems to understand it. They're just mitzvot, meaning they're like other mitzvot, that they're there to train us, or to improve us. When you make a statement, you know, Hashem is merciful on the bird, you're making it seem like the mitzvah is because of mercy, and the Gemara is saying that no, that's not the reason for the mitzvah. The reason is not because of mercy. They're regular mitzvahs, and they're just there to train us to improve ourselves, to improve our own attributes, our own midos, to develop our own midos of mercy, but not because we're Hashem is being merciful on the bird itself.
That we should give the world these lessons, if you will.
Yes. Maybe. Somewhat.
Somewhat. You look at
everything you there,
look at certain countries, like this country. You know, so the general thought pattern is to be merciful to the rest of the world. I mean, yeah, there's profit motive and all that kind of stuff. But when you see, like, end of World War II, right, terrible thing. But the United States took it upon themselves to rebuild.
I think that is simply, you know, every mitzvah is about bringing about Tzvot Shemayim, to bring honor to Hashem in the world, and to show people, you know, to teach people about Kadosh Baruch Hu and about proper mitzvahs. So I think that's going to be true of every single mitzvah. But an important point that comes out of this Ramban is that he doesn't need to say that we don't paskin like that opinion in the Gemara anymore. Even though he agrees with the Rambam, certainly, that mitzvahs have reasons, but the way that he's learning the Gemara, he no longer needs to say, oh, we don't paskin that way. Because we do paskin that way. The Gemara was saying, according to the Ramban, it wasn't saying that mitzvahs, that mitzvahs don't have reasons. The Gemara was saying, according to the Ramban, that the reason for the mitzvah isn't mercy on the birds, the reason for the mitzvah is to train ourselves to be merciful. The Sefer HaSinuch is going to bring down both opinions and give his own a little bit. So yeah, we can have many reasons to many insights into a mitzvah. So,
this occurs in the last book, of course, so that the Moshe leaves these instructions behind.
What's in the last book?
We're talking about the last book of Moshe, when he wrote. So the question to leave the people of Israel.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point. Is this a repetition or is this a new mitzvah revealed in this book?
I think this is this a new one?
I mean, many mitzvahs only show up in Sefer Zvart.
Right.
But
this may be one of them. I don't recall.
But all the mitzvahs were given at Sinai, but they're not necessarily referenced in the Torah earlier places.
When he did his Torah Shabbat pass, it was part of that, maybe, and then he decided at the end that it was included. Just kind of like...
I'm not sure. I think
the Gemaras were written because of the fact that...
I wouldn't go in that direction. I think that the...
Everything that... And then it came with this?
Well, I mean,
everything in the Torah was meant to be written there.
Both ways. It was taught...
But this is a primary Torah.
Right. But...
So, just in the few minutes remaining, I just want to touch on one other... reason for the mitzvah, and it's a totally new approach to the mitzvah, and this is the approach based on Kabbalah, and we'll talk next time about, you know, the halachic import of which reason you go with. It's going to be pretty clear, and this reason is the Zohar says that really sending away the mother bird is cruel, and it's true. When the mother bird flies away, she comes back and she looks for her chicks, and she wonders where they are. So why would we do such a thing? So the Zohar says, because when the angel in charge of the bird sees this, when the angel sees the mother bird looking for its child, the Zohar says, and many quote it, but I'll just read from the way that Rabbi Yonatan Aishet brings it down in Yaro Savash. He says, when the angel in charge of the bird sees the mother going from roof to roof looking for her offspring, so the angel takes the bird and brings it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, look at the suffering of this bird. And this awakens Hashem and brings out the tzar, the pain of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael also, sent away from our nest, sent away from Eretz Yisrael, without a nest, without a Beis HaMikdash, and the mother, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu or some Malach in charge, is looking down and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, where are my children? And that awakens that feeling, I guess, and that's what we and Hashem has mercy on us, and it awakens the geula, the redemption, and that's the purpose of the of Shulah HaKenis. It is an act of cruelty. The bird does suffer. The Zohar says the bird comes looking for offspring, can't find them. The angel takes this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is the idea that Bnei Yisrael is also far from where we need to be, we're not with our mother, we're not in Eretz Yisrael where we should be. So that also, and that's the purpose we want to bring out that idea. Now there are many issues with the Zohar, many problems. I'll just leave you with one question, conclude with one question, which is what the Chassam Sofer asks on this. And that question is, if that's the case, then how does the mitzvah apply when we do have the Beis HaMikdash? Mitzvot are timeless. They existed, we had the Torah certainly in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when we were in our most comfortable and safe and under the, you know, with the Shekhinah. So if that's the reason for the mitzvah, then why would the mitzvah apply during the time of the Beis HaMikdash? We'll come back to that question next week. Come back to these different reasons next week in Eretz Hashem.
Very good. Good.